Cantor Audio presents Rocky Mountain Heat by Vivian Arend. Narrated by Tatiana Sokolov. Prologue. Calgary Stampede, Alberta. July.
Are you sure you can't last a bit longer?
Travis looked away, but not before she'd spotted the disappointment in his eyes, the annoyance. Jaxie leaned her temple against the wooden boards of the pen, fighting to keep herself vertical. The familiar scent of farm animals did nothing to ease the swirling pain. She felt like the bottom of a horse stall, and faking her way through any more of the day was impossible. "I'm sorry, I have to go home now," she pleaded.
"We bought tickets for the grandstand show tonight, and..." "Why are you two still here? I thought you'd headed back to the fairgrounds. All our livestock showings are done."
Blake Coleman's deep voice cut through the pounding to soothe her aching head. She opened her eyes a crack to peer up at him. People wandered past, admiring the animals on display in the livestock pavilion of the Stampede grounds. Watching the rodeo and chuckwagon races kept many of the visitors entertained, but a good crowd remained here in the quiet of the barns, far away from the roar of the midway rides. A low murmur of voices and the contented sounds of animals filled the oversized building. All of that faded into the background as she focused on Blake's strong jaw and concerned gaze.
Jaxie's being a wuss and wants to cut out early," Travis bitched.
"Jaxie, a wuss? Get real."
Blake tugged her arm to bring her to his side. His hand rose to her forehead and she caught her breath. In spite of the lingering sensation of being kicked by a mule, his touch had its usual effect. The tingling in her limbs had nothing to do with the fever consuming her. She dropped her gaze and bitterly...